This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Bring that boy Eddie Gonzalez in here. We'll get his thoughts on all this. Eddie, hey man, first of all, hey, congrats, bro. Let's show our boy Eddie some love. Hold on, man. Let's get the mayor horns. That boy Eddie finished that half marathon.
Oh, yeah.
In the cold. It is hella cold out there.
I'm like, what did I do?
Man, right. Hey, 13 is an accomplishment, bro. Congrats. And the way that you did it in an hour 55, hey, salute. That's big time.
I hit my goal, so I'm happy. Like, you know.
Was the goal under two?
Better, but, hey.
Was the goal under two?
Yeah, the goal was
hey, salute.
Come on now.
That's awesome.
I got a little ego going in, like, oh, I might get hit 150.
Salute.
That's dope, man. Salute, that's awesome. Man. Congratulations.
Hey, by the way, that's not a pro club hoodie. What's that? What kind of hoodie is that? That's not a pro club.
I know you
what
ain't
that?
Talking.
What's that?
I know you ain't talking.
What you talking about? I just got a Niners jersey. What you talking about?
Man, your glasses cost more than my garments. What are you talking about right
get
now?
Get out of here.
I know what Biggie Versace costs. Come on, man.
Hey, be tripping me out. I want the prescription glasses of these. I just seen these like a year or two ago, but they have these with prescription glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want a pair of those.
Well, that'd work because you can't see nothing.
That's you. 472 for the prescription.
If it's like you, if it's 5 feet away from me, I have a tough time seeing it. More than 5 feet away from me.
And you be out there teaching the kids how to play basketball.
And look, here's the crazy thing about
Kenny be out there yelling at them kids. They'd be like, Coach, I made 7 in a row.
Hey, I had illusions of like. I got LASIK, and I'm like, oh, my jumper gonna come back now. Nah, I didn't come back.
Now, look, I was just about to say, when I finally got, like, my glasses, and I was just shooting around. I wasn't trying to do nothing. Bro, I couldn't shoot at all with the glasses
I was
on. I said, yo, take these off my eyes.
I was better off with the blurry rim.
I couldn't shoot it.
See, that's LeBron.
Still to this day can't shoot
I saw three
glasses.
Rims. That's KC and Eddie out here shooting at three rims every night.
I've never been a shooter myself personally, so that just made it a little bit worse. But
I was doing this right the whole time, not being able to see. That's the way to play.
I thought I had an excuse.
It was a bad night in the association last night, and Shams is tweeting about gambling policies.
Yo, what's going on?
That's your boy.
Hey, it was rough last night, man. It was rough in Phoenix. It was rough in Portland. And, you know, now Shams like, hey, turns out the NBA, they're going to revise a few things when it comes to gambling, prop bets, and working with these companies. I think the most interesting thing that your buddy wrote here, Eddie, is they want to make some changes when it, you know, concerning tanking. And he talks about, you know, potential modifications to rules regarding draft pick protections and draft lottery rules and so on. And Eddie and KC and I were just talking about that before you joined us about how, you know, these teams, you know, well, if it doesn't, if it's not a top 10 pick this season, it converts to a top 14 pick next season. If it's not a top 14 pick next season, it converts to, you know, 2 second rounders, and it winds up handcuffing your ability to make trades for like the next 3 years. And we can't figure out if these new modifications are going to increase trades or decrease trades.
I don't like, so my thing with tanking in all of this is like, there's always going to be a cutoff, right? Like, if I can still have a chance at a top five pick, if I lose here, is it more valuable for me to win the games or lose out? I mean, we've seen this happen a few times. The Dallas Mavericks a couple years ago could have theoretically gotten a play in and said, nope, we're out of here. Like, we've seen it happen. There's always going to be a line. People are just going to value the draft picks. And all these changes are like, we're going to report our injuries. Like, so they're written as, yo, we're trying to combat gambling and we want to keep the integrity of the game. But I read them as, yeah, we make so much money from gambling, we have to acquiesce these companies as many ways as we can. So if we're going to give out injury reports every 15 minutes and our PR staffs are just going to have to do that, oh well, we literally have FanDuel lounges in like 10 of our arenas, half of the television networks are FanDuel TV. Like, we are in bed with these people in ways that we can't get out, and it's just over with. That's how I read it. I'm sure, like, the NBA has better ideas. But it's a topic we've had on here before. Like, I'm, like, overwhelmed with it. I'm not a gambler. Like, I'm not doing parlays. I don't feel, like, comfortable putting my money out there to, like, be left up to chance of Trey Murphy making a free throw or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I'm good on all of this. Like, all this is annoying. Can I just watch the games and like hope my team wins? And last night my team did not win. I'll say this before we get off this. I don't get too upset when the guys lose. Like, it's like, whatever, y'all play so much. I've been in the club and the dude who just lost the terrible game is just having the time of his life. So I'm like, why am I tripping? But last night's Houston Rockets game upset me more than any Kevin Durant game has in years. I couldn't believe, like, I was just so frustrated. Like, I just woke up annoyed, and I hit Buddy and said, yo, I'm like 99% of your games, I'm like neither here nor there, like, cool. I don't know what it was. He said, oh, no, that pissed me off more than I've been in for one of my games in years. I was like, okay, so it's not just me. A lot of frustrating stuff happening on these courts, but yeah, man, that's a round, that's like answered like 10 questions, but yeah, it's been a long NBA day for me.
So let's go there. Let's go to the Rockets real quick, because look, Cardi B, am I the drama? Am I the problem? I might have had KD in a lineup the other day against Denver.
Oh,
and he had 22. He needed 24 and a half. He had 22 in the middle of the third. And then he just stopped shooting. I got so mad, I text Eddie.
You text me.
I said, Eddie, what is going on?
Tell your boy to shoot.
That's happened a couple of times.
So I didn't respond. I was like, I thought about it later. Like
that has happened a couple of times. Not the you know, I don't want to say gambling, but gambling aspect of it. But the basketball aspect of it. It's happened a couple of times where it's like, for me, I'm like, this is why you're here. They can do all that stuff in the first three quarters, but when it's winning time, they went to get KD to take it over the top. And sometimes he's just like, just let's Reed Shepard do his thing or Sengun do his thing. Is that something that is going to change, you think?
I think what's happening is a collision of two things. One, and this is like, it's flimsy on who gets this pass, right? Because if LeBron makes the pass out the double team, LeBron is Mr. Make the Right Play, and it's great. And it's like, oh, man, he's so selfless. He sacrificed the streak and all this stuff. And it's like, I guess? Like, cool, good narrative. Kevin passes out the double team, and it's like, oh, man, you should just go dunk it. Like, you should just shoot it over that. Like, what are you doing, dude? Not everybody gets the right play narrative. So I think it's partly that, right? Kevin is a good teammate. Like, I would love Kevin to shoot 50 times a game, too. And we've had this conversation. And what I usually say is, like, I wish you were a bit of a worse player because it would be a little more fun for me. But you're such a good player. So I get it. It's a team game. The other half of it is, I think, Ime Udoka, who has never been the offensive system guy. Like, that, even in his time with the Celtics, they were ISO heavy. They were five out. That was the point of what they did. We want to isolate. We want to attack mismatches. We weren't this movement heavy team. We weren't this strategic offensive adjustment team. We played hard defense and we isolated everybody and we crashed the boards. That was their identity with the Celtics. And honestly, that's what a lot of people feel like cost them against the Warriors in the finals. It's like, yo, they didn't have many counters to the Warriors just strapping up and really locking in on their guys. Okay. So I think it's a combination of both of those things. I think last night was a great example of this. We're watching Kevin get doubled at half court. Screen or no screen, whether he's calling screen or not, here comes Trey Murphy, here comes Herb Jones. Okay, the right play in that every situation ever is I pass it on the other side to my guys. They're playing 4-on-3. We should get buckets. We have guys who can score. They just can't. They have no offensive system that they can lean on and rely on in these crunch time situations. Now, I've seen some stat like they're this great crunch time team as far as the league is and da-da-da-da-da. But against the top four teams they played, they went 0-4 in crunch time. They've been extremely awful. You know, the Thunder, the Nuggets twice. I forget who the other team was, but they were just awful. They just looked bad. And last night was another example of that. I don't understand how Kevin Durant goes 7-7 in the first half and then that just doesn't touch the ball in crunch time. But I'm watching on the court and I'm very confused because I'm watching Kevin bring the ball up every time. And I'm like, I wonder why Ime Udoka doesn't, like, put a point guard in or put, like, anybody who can dribble in and say, you do it, and you go over here, we'll throw it to you, and then we'll go from there. And they just don't, and they just don't, and they just don't. I'm watching, like I said, this is the most frustrated I've watched him in a long time. And I'm not the guy who's, like, never going to put blame on Kevin. Again, I'd love him to shoot 50 times and score 40 every night. But I watched a lot of silliness happen last night. Turnovers late that I would blame on him, but he also scored five straight to basically essentially push it to overtime. So it's like, I can only hate so much. But, yeah, it's a frustrating watch. It's a lot of young players. It's this kind of like free-flowing offense where everybody gets their touches and shots. But I sit there and I go selfishly, yeah, that dude was perfect tonight. Maybe he should, like, shoot more. Like, maybe we should figure out ways to get him more shots. And it just didn't happen.
Why is KD bringing the ball up? What do we – get – all right, fine. You don't like – get Aaron Holiday in there and have him dribble up, pass half court, and give the ball to KD on the wing.
Let Alfred bring it up. Like, let's do something. Like, let's do something different than watching him dribble up and then, like, we're playing 9U, two guys just run to him like bats out of hell, and he has to get rid of him because we're into the half court. Like, I'm going to shoot it from here before they get here? Like, I'm going to throw it to the guy who's going to be all-star, and then let's see what happens. And, of course, nothing happens. So it's frustrating. It's frustrating to watch.
I recall us having a conversation about I think it was the most underappreciated player in the league. And we were talking about Kyrie Irving. It was a mm-hmm. way to get into a conversation with about Kyrie Irving. I don't know that Kevin Durant is far off the top of that mm-hmm. list. Mm-hmm. I don't think – like, Kevin Durant is a true generational talent. And he lives in this Steph-LeBron era where they – you know, Steph gets credit for the titles in Golden State despite the fact that Kevin Durant won two of them. Of course, LeBron is LeBron, and it's like KD gets kind of drowned out of that. And when you realize here at the age of 37, bro is averaging 25 points per game on one of the best teams in the league, it's like the noise around Kevin Durant and who he is should be a lot louder.
Four blocks last night, too, five against the Nuggets. I think he had a steal against the Nuggets, too. He's been strapping up on the defensive end. It's just, again, when you get these narratives or you have this stigma around you, it sticks. And Kevin is a few things. One of the things is he's like the approachable, normal guy of the group. So it's like you feel like you could chip at him in a way that you can't. And then he, you know, they do this. Well, you didn't win on your own. And it's like, well, nobody went on our own, but okay. So all that plagues him in the sense of that. You know, but we watch him. He's 38 years old. He's scoring, like you said, 25 a game. great efficiency, which people use efficiency against him as well. Like, yo, you're too efficient. Maybe you should do other stuff. And it's like, all right, what's good or bad here? Like, I agree. I'm not to say that there's no flaws in Kevin's game and he can't be better. Like, everybody can be better and he can improve and this and that and third. But yeah, there's a certain reverence for him that I think he's just an easy target. And one of the things I always say with Kevin is he's right in the middle of the biggest stories of the league for the last 15 years. He took down LeBron. He was with Steph to do it. And it's like, that hurts both of them. And they have the loudest detractors and supporters in media that there is. So Kevin's in the middle of that story, spoiling everybody's drinks. And then that turns into like, oh, we'll just blame him for everything. And he's like easy to pick at. It's to the point where, yeah, I do think he's a little underappreciated. So this week when he tells Fred VanVleet, like, I'm up there with all these guys, all the hoopers are like, yeah, I get it. And then everybody who is like a voice around the sport is like, I don't know. And then just like waiting to get at him. And so I think he's had a great season. I think they're going to turn this team around and kind of like get a stronger offensive identity. But this is a great opportunity for him to reverse a lot of that. That's how I see it. So if they can win it, they can have a great season. That changes a lot of things for him historically. And not that he cares. Like, I know he doesn't. It's all kind of funny. But that is the opportunity that lays in front of him.
He needs a shower, though, Eddie.
Well.
Hey. Bro. Hey, shower and some cocoa butter. Like, shea butter. Some body butter. Like, we can't.
Yo, I was laughing. I just texted him like an hour ago. Like, all the things you said on this show, and it's a great show. If you haven't watched Kevin on Fred VanVleet's show, it's probably the most comfortable I've seen him on a show since we was doing shows. Mm-hmm. And he was just talking. He was yapping about all kind of things. I'm like, man, you said Steph Curry won the All-Star game. I thought that was going to be your take. You know how many texts and DMs I got about taking showers every day?
That was a hell of a line, though. He said Steph and Dame Lillard ruined the All-Star game. He's like, I wasn't pulling up from half court.
He might have stole that from your boy. I mean, I stole it, but we landed on the same point. But that's been my point for the longest. I believe I said it on this show. Mm-hmm. There's no, like, confrontation when you shoot from half court or you just shoot long threes in an All-Star game. There's no physicality to that. At least if I drive. If the three of us is playing 21, we all old men now, so we kind of like, oh, whatever. Yeah. But if one of us drives, we at least got to, like, put a hand up, right, and like kind of get in the way. But if we all just out there shooting from half court, nobody's gonna care. Luka's shooting from the other free throw line, talking about a 2-for-1. Like, that's ruining the game. Like, right, not because dudes don't care or whatever. But and then he mentioned Ant too, who I think is another one. But yeah, I agree. I think that's the biggest issue with All-Star games. So, and I don't know how they're gonna fix that because guys are going. They're talking about put a 4-point circle on there. It's gonna be even worse. They're gonna shoot from there the whole game.
They're rocking jock, like it's an All-Star game on MTV.
The battle
up there, I'm hitting it.
Which, yeah. The battle for the 2-for-1 starts at 45 seconds. Everybody trying to get a 2-for-1 for like 20 seconds.
Chucking them up for nothing, like. When Luka shot that shot, everybody, even on the court, was like, hey, yo. And he's like, oh, what? Hey. Dog, even in this game, that was crazy. What's your problem?
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Eddie, I just thought about something. I want to ask you something because I want to see what your take is on it. We were talking to our guy, Kyle Mattson, earlier.
Shout out, Kyle. That's my guy.
Shout out, Kyle, man. Terrence Bud Crawford retired. He's not a boxing guy at all. Kyle's not a boxing guy at all. So he was like, I didn't know who he was till I kept seeing it on my timeline that he retired. And me and Jesse were like, nah, this guy's like one of the greatest. He's generational and all this other stuff. But he's not a star. Like, a random sports fan might not know who Terrence Crawford is. Who is that in the NBA? That he is generational. This guy is one of the greats. But it's like, I'll give you a hint. Me and Jesse kind of landed on Jokic.
That's not a hint.
It's just so weird with NBA because they're so tall. Like, they're so, like, they're unmistakable in person. Mm-hmm. So to say Jokic isn't a star, if Jokic was walking through Doko tomorrow, mm-hmm. people would stop him and be like, oh, my God, Jokic. Mm-hmm. So it's just, like, tough. I think football.
I might just be like, man, that's a big-ass white boy right there.
Carrie's husband.
Like, yeah, right?
So, like, 6'3" right? and 7 and kind of chubby is way different. Like, that's a big – as white boy.
Yeah.
I think in football, like, there's some dudes in the NFL, yeah. if you seen them, you would just be like, huh? Like, yeah. like if we ran into Debo Samuel, like, most people just walk right by him. Like, who may have big chain on, but, like, that's it. But I don't know. To answer your question, though, like, I look at dudes like, what's the dude in the Hawks name? Jalen Johnson.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Jalen Johnson, like, he's a star right now. He's going crazy. People probably... He might not make the All-Star game. He's not going to get voted in. You know what I mean? So those dudes exist, but once you get a certain amount of fame, it's like Paolo Banchero. Paolo's not just walking through Times Square. Like, somebody's going to notice him and be like, what the hell?
Right.
Bud Crawford could walk in this room and sit down with us. and one of the producers would be like,
what are you doing here, little fella?
you lost? That's the other thing. The dudes are like 5'7". That's a great point. They're like 5'7".
A lot of boxers are like that, you know. And so, first of all, I think he'll come back. I think he will.
I don't know if there's any fight for him.
Our boxers rematch split wasn't good enough, and I think he didn't get the Jake Paul fight. But when the bad comes, that's a bad dude though. Like, before we get out of here, if I had to pick a guy to beat Floyd, it's gonna be him. It's gonna be him or like Margarito, who's a cheater, maybe like prime Cotto at the right way, but. It's Bud, and he's a monster.
I agree.
You watching that stuff tonight?
I can't help but watch the circus. Like, I can't.
I'm tapped in. I'm locked in.
I'm not planning my night around it. I'm not inviting friends, but it's on Netflix, and it's for the F, kinda. I gotta watch. And when I
it's
see
it's for the what?
Side difference. So this is the thing. If you're Anthony Zaso, you actually have to put him to sleep. Like, it cannot even be a cold thing.
I'm looking at you different if you don't knock him out.
He's never going to win this fight, but if he survives, it's like, I'm the man. I won on the cards. Like, I don't care what y'all say. It doesn't matter. So it's like a lose-lose for AJ besides the $80 million he's probably going to make tonight. But I'm going to watch.
I'm watching.
Eddie,
I always watch the circus. I watch him versus Mike Tyson. I can watch him versus like an actual...
I'll never forget watching that stupid ass Tyson fight out in an Anderson .Paak concert in the it might have been the coldest day in Sacramento history. Facts. Told D'Lo and KC, you guys going to go out there and host. We literally went out there, did nothing, huddled around each other around a stupid phone, watching De'Aaron go for 55 up two blocks from us while watching this Mike Tyson fight on Netflix.
And more people were watching the fight.
Also, put some pants on, Mike.
Fellas, do y'all still get Christmas gifts? Or is that a thing of the past? Is that like dad's?
Oh, yeah, there's there's presents under my tree.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mom still get me Christmas gifts.
To be clear, that's new. I didn't get any Christmas gifts last year, but there's presents under my tree.
Okay.
There's presents under my tree this year.
Yeah. What about you? What you asked for?
Oh man, I got everything, man. I mean, I'm materialistic, so people can't buy me gifts. I want expensive stuff.
That's the same way I feel.
Hey,
don't ask there. Just give me. Give me a gift card. Yeah, if you really want to know what I want, that's not.
Yeah, you don't want to get what I want. Like, you just don't.
You want to buy me a watch? Stop it.
Like, cologne. I will ask. I'll be like, oh, I need some cologne. I won't even like say which one because I trust her judgment. But I need some new cologne.
Oh, you gotta go off her. You gotta go off her taste.
That's you can't. What you cannot pick scents for me.
Yeah.
I scent really? Very no, absolutely not. I'm a very soft and sweet scent person. Do not Clip send that. Me. Do not Clip send me one. Something musky. Don't send me something with some firewood scent in it. Like I don't like tobacco smoke. I don't want none of that.
Bonnie cologne.
No, I don't want none of that.
So, but once they know that. Can they just go like? Can they just go get the cologne?
Maybe.
No.
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, you got like a special shelf at the house. I know you. You got like a special area in that bathroom for all these.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm 45. I gotta have a skincare routine, man.
My cousin.
I'm 45, bro. Come on.
My cousin got to the point with colognes where. He was like a cologne aficionado, and he wouldn't get anything that they would sell in the stores, basically. Like, he would go to cologne store. I guess they have them, you know, places, and definitely in New York, like specialty cologne stores. Like, if he went to Nordstrom's or Macy's or something, like, nah, I ain't getting that. Don't give me that cologne.
Not like, bro, what? It. He can't get off the rack. That's crazy. I didn't even know that was an option.
I didn't either until he told me. He's like, yeah, I don't like, do none of that.
They got the new twinkles with the glitter inside.
I said, bro, what?
You don't know all the bootleg snacks.
Man, I have no clue. But he would do it.
Eddie, I'm going to hit you up next week, man. We're going to be in we'll be in New York the day after Christmas, and then I think we'll be in Brooklyn. What part of New York you at?
I'm in Jersey.
Oh, you're okay. Yeah. Yeah. I'll hit you up next week. We're gonna be out there.
Yeah, let's go running.
Oh, God damn it.
Wow, that's a lot.
All right.
That's my new one. I'm telling everybody that.
See, it's not what I was hoping for, but I'll throw the running shoes in there.
I'll throw the
running shoes in there.
Hey.
Do one of them Central Park joints. Like, I saw you doing
like something. It's gonna be cold though.
So. Yeah. Hey,
let's link up for sure. I'm down.
Do you wanna break the news here on D-Lo and KC that you are the new morning host of Hot 97?
Man, I wish I was the new morning host with y'all. Like, what you mean? I ain't got nothing to do. I know Ebro is like the homie and stuff, but bro. I'm good on Buddy. I'm very good on Buddy. And I'm good on Flex. You know, I'm cool and all that. I'll never get over Flex's Pac rant, so I can't. I don't.
You lied!
I'm very confident the three of us could do a better show than Ebro in the morning was.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, Ebro,
it wasn't a good show.
I thought Ebro was okay. I didn't like Rosenberg. I
don't like Rosenberg at all, but I just don't.
I'll give Rosenberg this. I've told this story before, but like we had a disagreement and he like reached out to me to like discuss it privately rather than
like
just
a nice
like,
guy. Like he seemed like a good enough guy. I just don't find him entertaining.
Yeah, they're all good people. I just don't want to watch them talk about nothing. And then like I don't like how like we talk about this all day, but Ebro like threw the brick and hit his hand. It's like, dog, you know what you've been doing to antagonize Buddy for a year. Yo, you don't get to yell at me for a year and I finally go ha, and then you're like, oh my god. Oh my, what a dude. Like, hey, I don't like you. Are you surprised?
Hey, he put an axe emoji on it.
That was great. That was.
Hey.
The other one, the
I'll say this. Axe. I don't even like dude. Ebro earned that. Ebro earned that.
How are you the victim? Yeah. Hey, bro, that just threw me. I knew the rules was different when we spent a week on Twitter arguing about if Saigon deserved push from Ebro. And like, no, I'm on Ebro's side. Like, yo, y'all hate Drake so much. You're on Ebro's side and screaming about it, about Saigon from 2003. Like, leave me alone. Like, stop talking to me about this stuff. We get it. We know where you stand. Drake puts out a song tomorrow. I know exactly what Ebro is gonna say. It's fine. I don't want your take, bro. I know you don't like it, and I know why. And it's all good. Like, your thing. But Again, that's just El Camino I'm biased though. And defensive.
Yeah, the Eagles, right? The Eagles? Always, yeah. El Camino Eagles, El fly, Camino Eagles fly. Yeah. Eddie, we appreciate you, brother. Happy holidays. Happy New Year, all that stuff. This is our last show of the year together. So we'll see you when we reconvene.
26,
man. I'm gonna see you soon. We're gonna we gonna have a beverage and laugh about some other stuff.
Oh, bet. Yeah, bet. Appreciate you, Eddie.
Yes, sir.
All right. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.